Be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. On the fourth Sunday of our celebration of Easter, we are given this marvelous reading from John, in which the Lord proclaims himself as the Good Shepherd. This reading comes at the heel of that incident where the blind man was healed, but because he was proclaiming Jesus, he was excommunicated. And so this reassuring line from Jesus, "I am the good shepherd," followed. Now, when we speak of shepherding and shepherds, we are at a disadvantage coming from the Western part of the world, because we are not very familiar with the images and metaphors of shepherds and shepherding. But suffice it to say that John has given us enough images for us to grasp the meaning of what Jesus is saying. "I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I lead my sheep into great pastures where they have abundant grazing, because I have come that they might have life." That's the meat of what we're reading here today. And so, a few things we need to remember, even though we're not familiar with shepherds and shepherding. John says, the sheep hears and follows the voice of the shepherd. That's a fact. I've seen that. I was in Jordan, and I saw the shepherd. He's ahead of the flock, and the flock was following him, and I noticed the shepherd was singing. And so I asked the tour guide, why is he singing? And precisely what John was saying, because they recognize the voice of the shepherd. And so that was happening. And then it was also said that the sheep really knows and follows the voice of the shepherd, such that two flocks can be joined together at night in one pen by two different shepherds. They can come together, they can mix together. In the morning, the sheep will simply say the word or vocalize something, and then the sheep will separate. The sheep will follow. that's very significant. And so the Lord is using that image to say, my sheep follows my voice. I call and my sheep and the sheep follow my voice. And see, that's a fact of our life. That's a fact of our existence. The good shepherd, the Lord, continues to call every one of us with no exception. The shepherd calls to us. Why is he calling to us? He is calling to us simply, just following the reading here, the shepherd is calling us to follow him because following him leads to an abundant life. That's what he said here. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Now, my friends, you and I, certainly we love abundant life. We love life to the full. That's exactly what we do Monday to Saturday, you know, 8 hours a day, you know, in pursuit of that which will make us full and that will be, which will give us abundance. But see, the Lord here knows of our heart. And so he also says, but beware. In your search for the abundant life, make sure that you're following the voice of the shepherd, the voice of Jesus. Because there will be thieves and robbers. These are the voices that lure us into other ways and means by which they purport that they have the key to the meaning of life. And we have been there. Only in Jesus are we going to find life in abundance. Another way of looking at this is that following the voice of the Good Shepherd means that we will be led to our true vocation. Following the voice of the Good Shepherd, we will be led to an experience, an embrace of our true calling. Each of us has a calling. Now, certainly, when we speak of vocation, we often think of priesthood. You know, well, that's true. That's true. Priesthood is a vocation. But the vocation of a husband, a father, a mother, a wife, you know, a professional, a doctor, these are vocations. And the whole point of the gospel is make sure that is what the Lord is calling you to do. Have you listened to the voice of the shepherd? If you don't mind, let me tell you a story, my story, and my experience of this particular gospel. You see, I came here in the States in 1987 not to become a priest. No, I came here just like any other immigrant. I have my own American dream. I came here as an occupational therapist. I work at White Memorial Medical Center in 1987. And it seems and it feels like that's the road that's being laid out for me. Our profession is very in demand here in the States back then. You know, all expenses paid. Sign on bonus if you say yes to the offer. That's how it was. It was a wonderful life, and my plans were to live it up. You know, live my own American dream. Establish a family. You know, have a house with a 2-car garage, you know, and maybe some place here in South Pasadena. That was my plan. And that's not a bad plan. But see, like I said, every one of us have our own calling, have our own vocation. The shepherd began to call, you know? And so I was doing very well. I was doing very well. But there was a certain desire that's in my heart. That's the voice of the shepherd. Every desire, every authentic desire is the voice of the shepherd. And so there was a desire. I have to do something more. And so what is that something more? And so I thought, well, maybe I need to take my master's degree now. And so I went to USC, to get my master's degree. Well, USC opened many doors for me. Wonderful life and gave me many, many networks. I rose to in our profession just by being with USC and getting my degree. And so I thought that was it. But then the shepherd continues to call. There is a restlessness, an unease in my heart. That's the voice of the shepherd. And so I was trying to discern, maybe I need experiences, expand my experiences in relationships, in travel, go and be happy and express yourself, your potential. That's what I did. Those were the thieves and robbers that John is talking about, because they are not leading me to my true vocation, through calling. And so, but the voice of the shepherd persisted. It's not in achievements. It's not in money. It's not in relationships. So what is it? That voice persisted. You see, the voice of the shepherd is persistent. But we need to listen. We need to listen. And the way we listen is we bring ourselves in prayer. The way we listen is to live the sacramental life. And so I was very fortunate because I have that kind of upbringing. You know, I may be partying back then, but the prayer and the mass continues to be central. And so finally I began to realize that maybe I'm being called to the priesthood, and the shepherd began to call in a much more audible way. People were saying, "Leo, you could be a good priest." Even my patients in rehabilitation, they were telling me, are you a priest? And so this is how the shepherd is speaking. And so I said, okay, I might have a vocation. And so I began to join the discernment program of the Archdiocese. By the way, if a man would like to be a seminarian, he does not go straight to the seminary and enroll. No, you have to be invited to apply. And so you have to spend a year in what we call discernment. And you are gathered with other men who are asking the same question. You pray together, you go to conferences, and you are introduced to the life of the people of God in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And that was a wonderful chapter also. You know, in that discernment year, I met Father Ricky. We were discerning together. I also met Bishop Brian Nunes. We were in the same group. And many, many other men. We all ended up classmates entering the seminary together. Okay. So that was the story. And then when I entered the seminary, remember, he says, I lead them to green pastures and they have abundant life. Well, when I entered the seminary, I was introduced to a world I never knew. It was the best of times. Not the worst of times, huh? It was the best of times. It was the greatest, it's a beautiful chapter in my life. I was happy at the seminary. And you know, having a classmate like Father Ricky, you know, how can you not be happy? Huh? So that was it. That was it. And then we were all ordained in 2008. And then I entered the life of the people of God. I celebrated the sacraments. And I flourished in that ministry. I began to listen to the stories of the people of God. And what a blessing that was, you know, to be privy to your tears, to your longing, and to know that I am God's channel in touching your heart and pointing you to the one that leads us. That is a great joy. And I was happy. I was happy with, remember, abundant life that I never knew. And so I was the pastor and making vision for the parish. You know, last night we have that great auction. You know, that's from the vision of Monsignor and all the pastors here. You know, that's a great joy for someone who is called to that vocation. And then from there, I was sent to Rome. You see, I enjoy seeing places. I enjoy encountering cultures. I enjoy studies. Well, I was sent to Rome, and there I obtained my doctorate degree. At 60 years old, I became a doctor of the church. Abundant life. Abundant life. Now, what am I saying this? Why am I saying this? Well, see, that kind of vision is not only for very specific people. That kind of vision is for every one of us here. Because that is the will of God. I have come that they might have life. And so the key really is to understand and listen to the voice of the shepherd who continues to call. Right now, in every aspect of the minutiae of our lives unfolding, the voice of the shepherd is there. Because he just wants us to be happy. That is resurrection life. And the shepherd is leading us to the fullness of our calling, to the fullness of life. In the psalm today, he says, he spreads a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The shepherd feeds us in the banquet table of the Eucharist. You know, he leads me to the still waters. That's baptism. We are equipped already. The shepherd is goading us to follow him and listen to his voice. May our gathering today around the table of word and sacrament strengthen our resolve to say that you, Lord, are my shepherd. You know me by name, and I have come to follow you and to claim that promise that indeed you have come that I might have life and have it to the full.